We conclude the Sundays of Advent today by hearing this gospel reading of the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel was sent from God to Mary to reveal to her his plan and to ask her cooperation. As we reflect on this gospel passage today, we recall that Mary, in all ways, helps us reflect on the mysteries of faith. And she also provides a guiding light as we traverse the challenges of life. Mary is a mother, the mother of Jesus, and the mother of all who believe in Jesus, the mother of all of us. And like a good mother, she wants to guide us and help us. As this year comes to an end in just over a week or so, we certainly reflect that there have been no shortage of challenges in 2020. From pandemic to political turmoil, from financial ruin to racial strife, to struggles and challenges in our families and in our lives. And what 2020 has brought us in spades is uncertainty. And no one likes uncertainty. Uncertainty can lead us to fear, to indecision. Sometimes we can let it paralyze us. So let's take a look at the gospel reading today in light of the uncertainties that we have faced this year. Let's look at the uncertainties that Mary faced in today's gospel. The gospel begins by telling us that Mary was betrothed to a man named Joseph. Now, betrothal in the ancient world, in ancient Judaism, is kind of like our concept of engagement. However, betrothal was more than just an engagement. It had a legal and a religious standing. So a man and a woman who were betrothed to each other were already considered to be married. So for Mary to be found with child in this period of betrothal would have been considered a scandal. There would have been a presumption that she was unfaithful. The punishment for that unfaithfulness, according to the law of Moses, is stoning. It would have brought shame on herself and on her family. So there are many, many uncertainties about the repercussions of this Annunciation. Then there's the message itself. The angel doesn't greet her by her name, Mary. He greets her by saying, "Hail, full of grace." Full of grace. What does that mean? That means that Mary was without original sin, something unheard of in the world. And then he goes on, he says, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." And Mary responds with amazement, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel describes that it will be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, amazement. How can this happen? The angel goes on to share yet another amazing fact. Mary's cousin Elizabeth, who was much older, beyond childbearing age, is now expecting as well. Yet another sign of God's goodness. There are so many uncertainties here about how all of this would unfold. She doesn't know exactly what the future will hold. There's so many question marks. And I think that is something we can all relate to. so many question marks about what the future will bring. So let's take a look then at how Mary responds. She responds, first of all, by remembering the faithfulness of God. Think back to that first reading we heard today from the second book of Samuel, where the prophet Nathan tells David that he is not the one who's going to build a house for the Lord. He's not the one who's going to build a temple. Rather, God himself will build a temple. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Mary certainly would have remembered that promise of God, steeped as she was in the scriptures, the ancient scriptures of her people, remembering that promise that God would establish a house forever. And now he asks her to play a role in that. God is faithful. Mary is also firm in her resolve. Behold, I'm a handmaid of the Lord. There's no second guessing, no wishy-washy. Yes, I am a handmaid of the Lord. And then she gives herself over to the plan of God. May it be done to me according to your word. She doesn't know the exact contours of what that yes is going to mean. But yet, she entrusts herself to God. She gives herself over to the plan. And then in the very next verse, which we don't hear in today's gospel selection, it says that Mary goes in haste to her cousin Elizabeth. She gets up and hurries there, so confident in God's plan. So how does this help us deal with the uncertainties of our lives? How does this help us as we kind of wrap up this season of Advent and then transition into Christmas time? Well, I think it helps us by understanding that we will all face difficult situations. I think we all knew this prior to this year, but this year has sort of brought that to the forefront, that there are difficult situations, and sometimes they get piled on all at the same time. Think of how all of those uncertainties piled on Mary at that time of the Annunciation. We will face difficulties and constantly changing situations. We'll have those question marks that come into our lives. But when those things come into our lives, Mary teaches us that we need to be firm in our resolve. We can't give in to fear, because that is exactly what the devil wants. The angel Gabriel says to Mary, "Do not be afraid." The angel that's sent to Joseph in his dream in Matthew's gospel says, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." Do you know what the most commonly used phrase in the entire Bible is, both old and new? Do not be afraid. It is an invitation to be firm in our resolve, because God is faithful and he will not leave us without aid. And finally, Mary tells us to give ourselves over completely to the plan of God, not to be afraid to step out in faith. We witness our sisters Courtney and Crystal today stepping out in faith in receiving the sacrament of confirmation as adults, to desire the sacrament in their lives and the graces which it brings. So all of us who have already been confirmed, we too should with joy embrace the graces that come from our own confirmation, from our own baptism, and desire as well to give ourselves over to the plan of God. So my friends, as we stand on the threshold of our Christmas celebration, a Christmas which is certainly very different than ones we have experienced before, let's look to Mary to be our help and our guide. Remember that she is our mother. She wants to help us. She wants to be a guiding light in our lives. And that she teaches us that God is always faithful, that we should be firm in our resolve, that God does not want us to live in fear, but desires that we entrust ourselves wholly over to his plan.